Through the prophet Isaiah, the Holy One spoke to our ancestors. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. As this new beginning approached, this scripture came to me. We can sit in our meeting rooms and offices all we like, planning and balancing. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? God is already dreaming out ahead of us. God is making a way in the wilderness. Will we perceive it? Will we get on board? Some years ago, a campus minister told me, "Oh, Pam, just get any degree and go to seminary." It may sound simple to you, but that was where I heard that instruction from a campus minister. Yet last week, I added my yes vote to a budget that reduced campus ministry again. There is a better way. Will we perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is at work. God has a future in mind. Will we cooperate? We may ask God to bless our endeavors, or we can seek out blessed endeavors. Look ahead 20 years from now. Reverend Kelly Bird's baby girl will be in college. What will her church look like? Who and what will shape her journey? Will she go to Sunday school? Will they meet in a building of their own? A shared space? Will they meet in cyberspace? Will there be an annual gathering? Why? Will we find more effective ways to conduct business, build relationships, share knowledge, and be the wider church? Will there be association ministers, conference ministers, staff? How will it matter? What kind of education will her pastor have? What is the essential kernel that must remain to preserve and cultivate her faith? The wrong questions might be, what do we like? What did our parents build? Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Reverend Bird said her new baby, expected in August, will be named Grace. Will Grace get to go to camp? Oh, I hope so. As a camp counselor, I saw the Spirit open up new vistas, new personalities, and new possibilities at church camp. Does it have to be a UCC camp? Does it have to be the camp her mother went to? Back to the ugly little truth about that budget. We voted some things cut because, in the particular pot of money that flows through our Ohio Conference, there is not enough to go around. Ah, but that cannot be right. There must be a hole in our thinking. We know our God is one of plenty and abundance. We work for the God who feeds us 7 days on 6 days of work, the God who made all of creation and finally, after breathing life into us, said, "Now it is very good." Maybe if we clean off our glasses, that's probably it. Behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Right this minute, Jesus Christ is stirring hearts. They are wondering about those tricky questions UCC churches can handle. Our shepherd is getting folks worked up about justice and mercy. They wrote a check. They put canned goods out for the mail carrier, but they still feel that itch because Jesus isn't done. We know there are new parents and teenagers and 30-somethings and 50-somethings who gave up on church or never knew what church was about. How can we reach them? How can we bring those Jesus stories, those highfalutin demands of our God, to the hungry and the overfed? How will we all stretch and learn and grow and reach out? How will we travel from the church of our great-grandparents to the church of our great-grandchildren? Of course, we can do it. The founders of our denomination outlined in our Constitution the responsibility of the church in each generation to make this faith its own in reality of worship, in honesty of thought and expression, and in purity of heart before God. How will we get there? How can we preserve the essentials? How can we gracefully let go of former things? 2 years ago, when he began as the moderator, Bob Kuchba said that the time was right for the United Church of Christ. Absolutely. While our sisters and brothers in other churches try to decide if women can serve or LGBT servants can lead, the world's young people are light years ahead. The United Church of Christ has been positioned since birth to break down barriers of color, gender, and background. While today's seekers suspect that there might be just one God, we have always been at work across denominations and across faiths, that they may all be one, because Jesus told me so. When young people are running from hypocrisy, we are striving to extend a welcome as expansive as that contrary fellow who hung out with tax collectors and prostitutes. When young people ache to feed the hungry and ensure that tomorrow there will be no hungry, we can tell them about this Jesus we know, who has been leading us that way for thousands of years. Behold our track record. Join us in our journey. RuPaul said, "The future belongs to those who can smell it coming." God said, "I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it?" No doubt, as promised, God is doing a new thing. Rivers in the desert. Can we expand our human imagination to leap along? Together, can we listen for the Spirit's call? We will discern what is essential for Christ's church, that today's babies might find their paths with Christ. Listen for the Holy One. Talk to me. Talk to your representatives on the board of directors. Our Maker is doing new things. Amen.